Hey guys, Stoner Sessions Part 4 on the way. Alright, now I'm just laying up a little dab of this cookies and cream rosin. Still on the cookies and cream wave. It's freaking beautifully cured now. Had a few more days on it, you know. Still not full potential, but it's getting there. And these dabs are no fucking joke, man. No fucking joke. I've actually haven't been taking on smaller dabs, lower temperature, but just the terp profile is absolutely insane. Like I said, the citrus and pine with the grape undertone is just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, you know, really want to get full flavor out of it. No blunts today, you know, no combustion, no those carcinogens, no tobacco, straight dabs. Trying to stay away from combustion now. You know, gotta take care of yourself, every aspect of life. Eat good, smoke good. But instead of smoking, you know, vaporize. Vaporize is really the key. If you can't get the Volcano, the Air Riser Extreme Q, I think they just dropped the 4.0 is the most recent. Absolutely amazing. They actually just dropped the Air Riser. Actually, no, not Air Riser. The PAX just dropped the PAX Peak, which looks freaking amazing. The electronic dab rate. That should be absolutely crazy. Can't wait to try that out. Thinking about switching to electric nail soon. As much as I love the Blazer, it heats it up ridiculously quickly. I like taking little dab, little dab, little dab. Sometimes I'll just smack a fat one to stay high for a longer time, but you know, I'd rather just keep that oral fixation with it, and you know, just light, light, light. You really take your time and you make sure you get right to that perfect point. And you know, keep your lungs on their toes. The toes they don't have. Metaphorical toes. Seconds almost up. But try these cookies and cream out. Every time, guys, you know, I got no messages until I start recording. Oh well, here we go. Shot whoever made the core reactor. That is amazing. I freaking love it. Using the hold up to your ear method to record this today. I have no clue on the timing. I don't want to take it off in case that like ends the podcast. So we'll just go to whatever feels right today. You know? No 420 today. So, you know, always important. Clean your nail afterward. I like using, first I'll start out with the, dry Q-tip. Just, you know, rub it around. Pick up any excess oil. You know, you don't have to smoke every last drop to get the best dab possible. You want some remnants in there. Shows that you got a nice temperature and you're getting the best out of your terps. You know, flavor is really key. And then after I get all that excess oil, I lightly go over, lightly dip into the rubbing alcohol, and then give it a swirl with the other side with the rubbing alcohol. Get all that caked up stuff off there. You know, it's like, hear that bubbling, sizzling, I went a little bit too hot, then I cooled down enough. Cap Tech Tips. I don't know if there's comments available, but if you guys, if there's anything you want to hear about, anything you want to explain, any questions you have, dabbing, weed, edibles, how to make it better, how to press your own rosin, how to make your own BHO, any questions that you have, I'm pretty knowledgeable. I'll probably refer you to some videos of some people I watch that are, at least ahead of me on, tutorial videos, but you know, if you guys ask me, maybe I'll get onto YouTube, start making tutorial videos, start helping people out. You know, knowledge is a powerful thing, and you don't see enough of it being spread. I just want to spread that light, that knowledge. You know, everyone deserves it. Everyone deserves the best. They're not trying to make that possible, but you know what? If enough people like myself and hopefully you just keep spreading this great knowledge, it'll get out there. Alright guys, feeling nice and stoned, freaking beautiful dad, great day talking to you guys, and take care, see you for Stoner Sessions Part 5.